So what do people need to change from using their talent for recognition to using the talent for contribution? Actually, the two needn't have to be like two non-intersecting circles. It is that we all need recognition. We are human beings, and one aspect of being human is reciprocation. So now, if we do something for someone, it's a natural human expectation that they acknowledge it, they thank us for it. So it's not wrong to want recognition. What the problem comes when that recognition becomes the basis of our self-worth. It becomes the basis of our self-identity. Without recognition, recognition is one form of reciprocation. And that's foundational to human interactions. But when recognition is the only thing we are craving for, then it becomes a problem. So if you consider recognition to be like one circle and contribution to be another circle, you know, these two have an area of intersection. So if we dwell in that area of intersection, then we are making a contribution, but we are also getting recognition. So for example, if I do something only for recognition, then say people can do all sorts of crazy things. Sometimes some people may just destroy some things because they want to be recognized. I destroyed so much. I am so clever that I destroyed something. Well, that is recognition with no contribution at all. But if we situate ourselves in that intersection where we are contributing constructively and we are also doing some things in a social circle which gives due recognition for that. So sometimes in our life it will happen that sometimes we will get recognition, sometimes we will not get recognition. So if recognition is the only spur for our activity, then we'll become disheartened. But if you understand that there are two levels, I would say, that you know we work in this world, but at the same time we know that our recognition doesn't just depend on this world. For in a spiritualist's life, there is always the divine presence, and that divine presence means that we recognize that Krishna, which is the name of God in the bhakti tradition, as described in the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna is always there and Krishna is always watching. So for example, say if there is some shopping mall or shopping store in which say clothes are being sold, and there is an attendant who shows the clothes to the per shop customer. And now some customers are very fussy. They may look at 100 clothes and they may not take a single cloth. Now, for the attendant, it can become very irritating. They open all the clothes, wear it, then after that, attendant has to fold it and keep it. And now if the attendant knows that my boss is sitting at the head of the store and his boss is watching. So now they will know that even if this person doesn't purchase, my boss is observing, and my boss also knows this particular customer is an irritable customer. And if I keep my cool, then even if this customer does not take the product, but still my boss will appreciate that I kept the cool. And eventually my boss will reward me. So my reward primarily is not coming from the customer. My salary is coming from the boss. And if the boss sees that I am courteous, I am keeping my cool, and the boss will not only reward me, but reward me more. So like that. Now, of course, the customer also, the attendant also wants to sell the product. And the attendant will present and explain in a way that the product, customer will purchase the product. But, so in this sense, the attendant has both the purposes. One is to sell the product, and second is to please the boss. So these are not two non-intersecting. So like that. Recognition and contribution. When we say about contribution, contribution means what? We are working in a mood to use the gifts that God has given to us. So if we are striving diligently, we know that God is watching and God is appreciating. And thus, so just as the attendant knows that my salary is not dependent on this customer, it is coming from my boss. So like that, when we are spiritually minded, when we are practicing bhakti yoga, we perceive the presence of Krishna within us. And we perceive that presence, that brings security, that brings satisfaction. So it is from our connection with Krishna that our self-worth comes. Our self-identity comes from there. And then we can make a contribution in a way that brings recognition also. So bhakti is not about rejecting recognition, but it is rather it is about rejecting dependence on recognition. It gives us a higher connection which gives satisfaction, and thus we can work even when recognition doesn't come, because we know there is a higher connection from which our security and self-worth come. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm involved with prison ministry, and I'm thinking of how to explain this to the inmates. So I think of former prisoners, and I think it's basically the way I would summarize it is, instead of saying forget about recognition, just shift your recognition from the material environment over which you do not have control always towards Krishna. And if Krishna is pleased with you, that has to be your recognition.
Yes, that is definitely true. And it's also that when Krishna is pleased, we get satisfaction and we can make better contributions, which will eventually give recognition. So the two are not exclusive, but we are not dependent on recognition alone. Thank you. Any other questions or comments?